Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 16th of July, 2014. It was on this day in 1790 George Washington signed the act which established the site of the U.S. Capitol on the east bank of the Potomac River. He soon hired a French architect and city planner, Pierre L'Enfant, to design the new city. It was 10 years later that the government began moving into town, but Washington died in 1799, never lived in the city that bore his name. John Adams was the first president to occupy the White House. It's the birthday of St. Clair of Assisi, 1194, who came from a wealthy family but was deeply affected by the preaching of the young Frances of Assisi, made her vows of poverty, joined a group of Benedictine nuns, and eventually found her own order, the Order of St. Clair, who came to be called the Poor Clares. The Catcher in the Rye was published on this date, 1951, by J.D. Salinger, about the 16-year-old prep school boy Holden Caulfield, fed up with all the phonies, which became a bestseller almost immediately, number one on the New York Times bestseller list after 2 weeks, despite a disparaging review, and which has sold more than 65 million copies. The book, which begins, "If you really want to hear about it, the first thing you probably want to know is where I was born and what my lousy childhood was like and how my parents were occupied and all before they had me and all that David Copperfield kind of crap, but I don't feel like going into it if you want to know the truth." It's the birthday of the founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy, born in Bow, New Hampshire, in 1821, and the birthday of the playwright Tony Kushner, born New York City, 1956, best known for his two-part play of 1991, Angels in America. And it was on this day in 1945 the first atomic bomb exploded, 5:30 in the morning, 120 miles south of Albuquerque. People saw a ball of fire that rose in the air, releasing four times the heat of the sun, followed by a 40,000-foot-high mushroom cloud. The government told people that an ammunitions dump had blown up. There is a plaque there that marks the spot, and radiation levels there are still, all these years later, 10 times normal. Here's a poem for today by Todd Davis, "The Sound of Sunlight." On the far side of the canyon, light is burning through two draws, like water rushing into an empty riverbed. A canyon wren opens her mouth, and a coyote stops mid-trail before vanishing among juniper. As we descend the eastern wall, we look down onto ponderosa pine and witness the shadow of a merlin chase the merlin itself. Behind us in the meadow where we lay last night, the squall of an elk picks up the sound of sunlight and joins it in a flood of bugling. A poem by Todd Davis, "The Sound of Sunlight," from In the Kingdom of the Ditch, published by Michigan State University Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.